heart was here, and we'd a whole lot rather been here, but those things happened. If you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to go with me to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Still trying to get adjusted with the Botox injection. I told Alice yesterday, I think it was. I said every time I get a Botox, it is so frustrating. Until it all settles down and settles in. But we'll do what we can, say what we can, and then we'll be done. In Luke chapter 15, I'm going to start down in verse 25. This is the latter part of the story. We refer to the prodigal son. But I want to look at the latter part of the story today. Verse 25 says, "Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came, it drew out of the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father hath killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and entreated him, and he actually said to his father, lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a kid, that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured thy living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And he said unto him, son, Thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this my brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. That's reading this portion of the Luke, chapter 15, the story of the prodigal son, probably one of the most widely told parables of Jesus. And I think that one of the reasons is probably that it'll fit in any generation. It was easy for our Lord to apply it in His day. And I believe it is just as easy to be applied in our day. The truths that it shares are ageless and timeless. The most familiar part of the story is the part I left out. It is how this joker of the two sons came to his father asking for his inheritance. Father gives him that inheritance. This young man takes a journey to the far country, and there wastes all he has. He ends up in the hog lot, feeding the hogs of a man. And he comes to himself saying, even the servants of my father are doing better than this. I'm going to rise and go home and tell my father I've sinned, and if he'll just make me like a hired servant, I'll be glad. So he makes his journey home. But as he draws near, the father sees him coming. And instead of waiting to condemn him, father runs with compassion and grabs him, hugs him, says, I'm glad you're home. We would rejoice as well, realizing someone like that in return. Father says, let's celebrate. Kill the fatted calf and let's rejoice. we would have been all right. Every story ended there. But it doesn't. Then what happens next has a lot to teach us even today. I believe what we learn about this elder son is what we could call the unfair problem. It's the same thing that often happens to us when we feel we've been treated unfairly. Somebody else got what we thought we ought to have. Somebody else got away with something we thought ought to be punished. Somehow we feel like our efforts have been ignored. Somehow we feel unappreciated. Somehow we think, why do I get the lip focus? Everybody else gets the best. I don't have to ask you. You ever felt that way? Because I felt it. See, we all have somewhere along the line. Why did they seem to have it so good? Why did their loved one get better? Why were they treated so well when I did all I did? It's an unfair problem. I'm not going to have the voice to try to share all I thought of sharing. But I want to give you the highlights. First of all, I see the attributes of the elder son. I think about the blessing of this privilege. He is the elder son. That means that he is entitled to 2/3 of the father's inheritance. The younger son got 1/3. But the elder gets 2/3. Also, when his father would die, he would be the head of the family. Everything that the father has left son would inherit. So he was blessed greatly. I also see his productiveness. He was a hard worker. Verse 25 says he was in the field working. He wasn't lazy. He wasn't squandering the Father's goods. But he was a hard-working man. Then I noticed his attitude. Bible says that they came home from the fields, heard music and dance, called the servant, saying, "What's going on?" They said, "Your brother has come home. Your father has killed the calf, and we're all celebrating." Then verse 28 says, and he was angry. It would not go in. That word angry is what we would say he was falling back. He was so angry. He was about to fix home. So the father comes out. Verse 28. Father comes out and treated him. The idea is the father begs and pleads to him in. Your brother did a very so much about. He's come home. Come on in. Celebrate with us. But from there, we see his spots. And here is what I really want to see. I want us to look at his attention. First of all, this elder brother had a performance problem. Verse 29, he answering said to his father, "No, these many years to my serving." That word "love" simply means, "Father, look at all I've done serving you. Neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment. He said, I have never disobeyed your commands. I have done all you asked me to do. I have listened to what you told me. I didn't go to the far country. I've done ventures celebrating with harlots like he did. But you never killed a gift for me that I may celebrate with my friends. So he had a performance problem. And he also had a perception problem. His attention was focused on what he didn't have, rather than what he did have. Here's what I've had. His perception was somehow how did you have it treated me like you treat him. He is so focused on what he doesn't have that he can't see or enjoy what he does have. He has his health. He has a wonderful future. He is the heir of his father's inheritance. But yet he's grasping about a party in the favor given to his brother. He is struggling with a ungrateful spirit in the rights mentality. I don't get what they're giving. I don't receive what they're receiving. You don't treat me the same way that he is saying, Father, it's just not fair. I'm afraid that every single one of us can fall into that. It's not fair mentality. We fail to realize just how blessed of God we are. I want to say today, it's a problem that did invade our profound hearts and habits of problems that can invade our homes. Maybe I don't have what somebody else may have. Maybe I can't do what somebody else does. Maybe my dreams and aspirations may fall apart like a house of cards. I may have got limitations, but if I just stop and look, I can see how blessed I really am. It is easy that things separate us from the Lord and family. Just because I feel deprived, then I'm angry because I can't have my way. I want you to see what the Father has taught. Verse 31. He said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. And he was saying, Son, just look around. You are here with me. All that I have is yours. If you were to complain about not getting a cat, you would cry because you didn't get your way. You won't get angry. Just because things didn't work out like you thought they would. I'm going to tell you that can get in our hearts. And that can destroy your home. We are told how this story ends. I've often wondered, did he win? Or did he stay mad and refuse to go? Probably didn't tell us. Here's the more important question. How will your story end? Are you going to let fate stand in your way of sin? Just how blessed you are of God. And are you going to allow things that you've allowed to get more important in your life stand in the way of God's blessings? There are times God's plan for our lives often involves disappointment. It involves trials and troubles, even suffering and loss. Maybe things just haven't gone your way like you thought they really should. But God's plans for our lives are not to deprive us of anything, but to develop our lives. To realize who we are and what we have by the grace of God. Our responsibility is to trust Him always in all things. Whether it's what I liked or what I expected. But to say, God, I still have you. And I still have my family. I have been so blessed. You'll be never forget that. There's been a lot of things happening over the last couple of weeks and longer that's broken my heart. Because I see it's not fair. Because there are those who see them, I'm not getting what I want, and they can't see what they have. I don't know why the Lord gave me this earlier. Maybe He was preparing me. But several weeks ago, in my personal devotion, I began to see this. I'd never seen it like that before. But then God has shown me a visual picture of the unfair mentality. I've believe it's a word of warning. Every one of us don't take what you've got for granted. Don't get all out of sorts. Something didn't go like you thought it would. Stop and realize what you have in God. And by the grace of God, trust Him to bless you and use you. I don't know how to give an invitation for this today. There may be somebody that in the message you are starting to see yourself develop that kind of thing. I ask you to take this word of warning from the Lord and let Him help you today to realize what you have in God and in grace. Brother David, will you give us a song?